Tafresh Chavav Siv Gimel. Ois the sukkah lemata, the ba'is tachas gag. If he makes the sukkah underneath the roof, v'sira ha'ofim, takes off the shingles. Afal pi shenishur adayin eitzim dakim sherachum menachum alei kesheiv. Even though the wood that was used to support the shingles remains, it's still kosher. And the chiddush over here is, you know, we said before that if you have schach posel, it could negate the schach kosher underneath it. But since you had a roof and you took a part of the roof, that's considered you do a maisa to the entire roof, and that wood itself becomes kosher now. Mishabu brings, though, that the Ramach Afreya that machmir on this, and they say that it is not machshir of those wood. So he says, generally, the way we do it, even if there are those sticks on top, you still have enough schach underneath that. Even if you deduct those sticks, you will still have enough schach, and therefore will be kosher. But there's another problem. If those sticks are within three tefachim one another, then there's a discussion of them becoming lovud. And therefore, in such a case, if you have a shear of schach posel, of more than four tefachim schach posel that are connected by lovud, it could be a problem. And to avoid that, if you put schach kosher in between the schach posel, it'll take away that problem. You can put a schach under a roof that's made to open and close. Muta l'sokim pnei gshamim, v'lachzor l'foitchon. Then you can open and close them when it rains. Over here, in this case, there are chareinim that are machmir, that you have to have it open when you put down the schach. Then afterwards you can close it again. The Mishnah Berurah brings these chareinim, because here, since it was made to open and close, it's worse than the other case. It's a little counterintuitive, but that's the halacha. That was a regular roof, and you build underneath the roof, and you take off the roof, then that's acceptable. But if it was a roof that could be picked up and put down, and you put up the sukkah when it was closed, then opening it up could be a problem for certain shikas, but not make enough of a shinui afterwards. Kopanim, since it's on a hidge, you can open up even at yontif. You can open and close these roofs that are made with hinges on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because since it's made that way, it's not considered a building. And it's also not a problem with Tassel Menosse, Rak, Shizod, Shulay, Yeshiv, Tachdeng, Shem, Zguru. If you have a cover, you have to make sure it's off. If it's raining outside and nothing's coming in, make sure